What do you remember what he said about Lonely Island Music Industry no more?
You're looking at me for one, like, don't pull me into your fight.
Not for me.
Yeah, do whatever you want. What do you mean, though?
Exactly what I just said. Give him a little bit nicer. I said exactly what I just said, just a little bit nicer.
Anyway.
It's a long question this week.
You know,
hard words. Luckily not. A lot of Rashi's there too, huh?
You'll have it again next week.
Next week
we're learning the Gemara. Three out of the next four.
Every opportunity for a double parsha now is.
We hit it.
No, not in Tamvayla.
Not in Tamvayla?
I don't think so.
Yeah, but that's a single parsha.
It makes up for.
Pesha's about Mitzvah Parsha is Vayelech, and it was just Vayelech.
Really?
Always got away easy.
No, it's like 30. We still managed to make it a long way.
They said your parents just convinced that he was a year younger. It was really good. You're
11. No, everybody else stayed in the shul and learned the first Parsha. He just came at Vayelech. All right, to each their own. Ready to roll?
You have a choice.
Today's shir, sponsored for Shulman Chanuch, Caleb Bas Etel, Arma Yehudas, Yaakov Shulman Chanuch, Chashov Chai Roizo, Chaya Rochel Bas Pesher Roizo, Esli Yves Chaya Yafa, Shmuman Devoiro, Chaya Tov Bas Benino, Blum Bas Chana Rochel. Omer Kasim Aronin Esther. Today we're finishing with Sechta. It's a Yom Tovah L'Rabbanon. We have to really do something, even though we didn't do anything. We're not having a Siyum tonight or tomorrow, but really we have to have one. I want to make something Sunday night, but I don't know if the weather's going to allow.
We can push it off for the 9 days.
I just sweat. I'm playing for my mom's church and no Siyum.
No, you're not.
You can't give in so easy.
He has a little Yisrael on him, I see. Okay. He's in the share long enough. He got it. He finally got it. He made it.
Yisrael would have gotten all 10 minutes with it.
The chin would have shaken back and forth three times. That was very good. Very good.
Way too fast.
Way too fast, yes.
Oh, man.
It's a little hot. Is there a reason why AC not on? Anyway, we'll figure something out, Mitzvah. I won't leave you guys hanging. Gonna see him, but we'll Mitzvah. Dorjav Simloi. Chav Gimel Amad Beis. Dorjav Simloi. Sheish Meis Visholish Esher Mitzvahs Naiman Lel Moshe. 630 mitzvahs were said to Moses. Shloish Meis Shishim Mechomesh Lavin. That's 365 Lavin. And Kaminyan Moshe Chama. O Messiah Var Boim Shmoina Esher. Messiah Var Boim Shmoina. 248. I'm going to do a micro. Torah Tzivah. Tzivah's out Sunday, Monday. What are you doing Sunday, Monday? Who? I should really realize that every single party that's around, you're going to be part of it. So I should just look into Yeted and go scroll through the party list.
No, the hockey.
I didn't get any phone calls. I guess, Baruch Hashem, nobody knows me over there. Okay.
You don't play hockey.
It's probably not our neighbor.
No, they know you don't hold it, so they don't.
Right, they probably have, they also have open bar with everybody's drunk, the whole place.
It's men against women. What are you talking
about? What do you mean? I'm not a Vikra. Nothing.
It's men against women.
Right. I'm gonna have a micro. Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe My Russia. We're up to the bottom line of Gimel and Beis. So Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe, and Torah's gematria Shis Meya V'Chad Tzri 611. Anochi V'Lo Yiloch and Piak Vur Shemanu. Those are two more mitzvahs that makes 613. Now there is major machloikis in Ramban and the Rambam. There's a whole mitzvah called Sefer HaMitzvah. It's a whole Sefer from the Rambam. What are the lavim and what are the asays? Everybody agrees the 613. Question is, what are the lavim and the asays? And that's a big machloikis rishonim.
Everybody agrees to 365 and 248.
No. They don't agree. I don't know.
The Gemara says there are.
Well, I'm not so sure about that. I don't know, but I'm not sure. But 613, that's for sure. And this Anoichu Le'yiloch and Piyagvur, this two mitzvahs is also a big machlokes Rishonim. What's going on over here? Because the Ran asks on it, and there's a lot of people that hold that this is not the two mitzvahs. So that's also a big shiloh. But bottom line is the 613 mitzvahs. Okay. But David Simin dashmak and sack. So, but David and midam al achas esrei. So, what happened? David says, "You can't be that we're gonna. That the only way to basically skatnu adoris, and it was hard to do mitzvahs. It was hard to encapsulate everything. So, what he said is that he put it on achas esrei, and he basically said, if you do these 11 mitzvahs." There's two ways of learning the Gemara. Either it'll bring you to the rest of the mitzvahs, or everything's encompassed in these mitzvahs. Everything is included, and this will get you. This will get you. Basically, this will get you there. The Chassid Mizmor David Hashem Mi Yagur Ba'Elecha Mi Yishkei Mahar Kochecha Hayloch Tom Payel Tzedek V'Doyber Emes V'Lavay Le'Rog Al Hashanah Le'Osel Areil Ra V'Cherpa Le'Ros La Kroivoy. Nivzabain or Nimas is a positive as Yashem Yichab, Nishma Lahar Le Yomer, Kasper Le Nosa Meneshech, Vashaycha Al Nokil Lokoch, Oise Eile Lo Yimoit Loilam. That's the Pasik. So now the Gemara explains what are the 11 things. Hailach Tomim, Zav Ram, Luxivis Alach, Fanavahe Tomim. That if you, the Abishta, he went with the Abishta with a Tmimus, with a, I say Tmimus in English. No, with a, I don't know, not sure.
Perfection.
Like the guy says, going to his mother for Shabbos. No idea, nothing. Totally dismantled.
I know what I'm saying.
Perfect. Hailach Tom Zavram. Luxiv, Salach, Hey, Tomim. Poil Tzedek, could go in Abachilkiyo. Who's Abachilkiyo? Abachilkiyo was, Abachilkiyo was the one with the, one second. That was the Krishna. Alchigo was the one with the
Shaila Shalom.
Right, he wouldn't give Shalom even to the Rabbanim when they came to him. He wouldn't give Shalom his job was his job, and he that was one shot. I saw somebody says a shot.
He's on the clock.
One second. Right, he didn't give Shalom even to Chachamim. It was Milva's job. It was on the clock. And Masho says that he took a job that was a degrading job, but it was a better paying job to support his family. So, like, who wants to climb roofs? But you got to support the family. So you take a job that's a little degrading, but he did a chesed every single day. Paul said that every single day that he went to work, it was a chesed that he did for his family, even though it was a degrading job for him, who he was. He should have been a banker.
What are these three things? What are these things?
Who?
We're saying that it's like Avram, like Abba Hilkiah, but you're not saying...
No, we're saying that if you do these things, if you act like them...
They did all 613.
No, you're right. We know they did all 13, but he's saying That's what he said. Leave all 613 for a second. Do these 11 things.
What are these 11?
Be like Avraham Avinu. Yeah, but he doesn't mean, it means the midah of it. The midah of Avraham Avinu.
So whatever you do, just do b'shleimus?
Yeah.
Do you the midah. Do all of them, just yeah. Do it perfect.
Be tamim. No, tamim means that you should, no. Don't question. Rav Safra was a famous thing. He had something to sell. He had a car to sell. And the guy came to the shop over there on Oberlin by Chapel. He wanted to buy that junky car in the front. And he offered him $100 for the car. And he didn't answer. Chaplain didn't answer. And then he offered him another $100, another $100. He figured, I guess he didn't do a high enough thing. Finally, the guy went up to $15,000. Yeah. And then Rav Safra stopped saying Krishma. And he said, no, I was just saying Krishma. I couldn't answer you. I'm giving it to you for the original price. That he said, even though the guy was already masking him, he gave him $15,000. That's a Midas Chasidus. It's all stuff that you don't have to do. But he did it anyway because it was Midas Chasidus. That brings you right. L'rogal al-shayno ze Yaakov Avinu. He didn't want to look like a fopper. Fopperai. So he didn't want to be, no, not. He didn't want to look like a, how do you say, how do you say fopper? How do you say fopper? Fopper is a deceiver, yeah. Very good. Thank you down there. Happy you came back. He didn't do bad to his friend. And the Ritva says that even though he was allowed, we're talking about a guy came from the other. He came from a different town. Wasn't from here, but still, he did not take away his friend's parnasa. Taking away someone's parnasa is a very terrible thing. So you have to be careful with that. That's that you do the opposite of what I do over here. A car is krovov. Nivzeb ein of nimus zachisk yo melach shagirat somis of mitish chavolim. He sort of embarrassed his father. Because even though he was a melach, he put it, but he was a rasha. Vezir Hashem yichabed ze yeshav melach yudah shemeshasha yiroi tamed chacham. Hayoyim mekisoy mechabkoy umenashkoy vekorli avi rabbi mori. Means what Dalai Lama is saying is if you have these qualities, this will bring you to the whole Torah. Because if you're machabat hamtochem and you're careful for your friend and you do all these things, that will bring you to do the Torah. Like I'm all the gear day machabat hamtochem, you know. Nishbala Rav Yamir Rabbi Yechron. Dalai Rabbi Yechron, I have a tanis. Acha avala basi. You never heard that from I'm all the gear. If he's a hamtochem, not hamtochem, he stood up. That he made a tainus. He didn't want to eat from the Nasi's house. So he made a shvua that he shouldn't eat from the Nasi's house, that he's not going to eat until he comes to his house. And he fasted a whole day, even though he didn't have to. It was all for the purpose that he shouldn't eat from the Nasi's house. Still, he kept his shvua. Even ribbis of chavim, he didn't take ribbis because he didn't want to get used to it. So he was careful. He was over careful. He didn't take shekhat for. He didn't take Sheikhad for free, even for any reason, even though he was allowed to take. Was referring to him that when Rishon had a field, and he had a guy who ran the field, and every week the guy would bring him his share of the field, the fruits, every Friday. And on Thursday, the guy showed up 1 week early with the fruits, because he came to the Torah to Rishon Abiyasi, and Shlomo said he can't accept the fruits, even though they were his fruits, and that was his share that he got every single week. But he said, the fact that you bring in a day early, I'm gonna, that's like Sheikhad, it's like as if you're paying me off, and when I come to Paskin, a Shail in the Bezdin today, with you in it, I don't know if I'll be able to Paskin correctly, so I can't take the fruits today. That was a Midas Chasidus, even though it was his things.
He just said, I'm not gonna Paskin today.
The guy wanted a psalm. The guy came Thursday. He came early. He came Thursday to Bezdin. Bezdin was Thursday. Bezdin only sat on Thursday and Monday. Ksiv oisa eil la yimot la oilom. K'shay Rav Gmiel magil la mikra azeh. when you come to this pasuk, or your boichi would cry. I'm a man. Only if you do all of them. What if this guy is not such a big tzaddik? Don't say you have to do all them. And I'll bring you a raya. Don't unpurify yourself with all these things. And how does that work? Ella. Lav ba'achas mikol. I wasn't trying to be clear. I just didn't have the word. Lav ba'achas mikol elo. Even one of them makes you tummy. Hakanaim ba'achas mikol elo. It's your that also brings you to madrega. Maybe it's not the full madrega, but it brings the madrega. Bo Yishayahu. Yishayahu.
So we went down from 11 to 1.
Yeah. No, it didn't go down. It just said you're not nothing if you do one. Each one is important. So it means till now I was thinking if you do it's all or none. Now he's saying, no, it's not all or none. One brings you to a madrega over here. Two brings you a high madrega. Every one brings you to a better madrega. If you do all 11, David Mel says it'll bring you to do the whole Tarakula. He's saying, okay, so if you don't do all of them, you're not done. You're just not at the highest madrega. But Yishayo says it was Niskat no Adar. It's even worse. The generations were even worse. Then Midan al Shesh. He says there's six mitzvahs that you have to, six Hanhagas you have to do. You do that, it'll bring you to the Torah. Ksiv haylech tzedakas, v'doiver meisharim, moyes bevetza, ma'ashokos noya kapov, mitmoich noya kapov mitmoich, v'ashoichad, oitem ozne mishmoy adomim, v'oitem enov mares bera. So haylech tzedakas is zu Avraham Avinu, so ki yedat ma'ashay tzava. Referring to him that he did righteous things. Doiver meisharim zesh enim maknin pechaveh rabim. You don't rebuke your friend in public. Uh-oh. Moyes are betzem ashakos. Kigonim Shmuel ben Elisha. That's Shmuel ben Elisha. That was the one who didn't take the... No. Shmuel ben Elisha was the one... That was Shmuel ben Yosi, no? Yes. No.
What?
No, not for something.
You also changed your plans for Shabbos?
he would have loved it. He wasn't here. Right up his alley. I came in and Yitzi says, I said, there's no kid. She says, what are you talking about? I'm coming to my mother for Shabbos. I said, are you kidding me? He's like, no. They said, oh, he finally got it this year. He finally got it this year.
He's getting there. He's not there yet.
He's not there yet. Not yet.
He gave that for 3 seconds.
It would have been 5-6 minutes. It would have been nice. Yeah. Mayas are betzim ashakos. Means he's cute. Mayas betzim ashakos. Kerem Shmuel ben Elisha.
Okay.
I'm just saying it's what he said.
It's automatic.
Yech zog no vashen ki zog. Kerem Shmuel ben Yaisi. Right. What's that? Shmuel ben Elisha was the... Shmuel ben Elisha. What was Shmuel ben Elisha? I forgot.
Rishis HaGez. Somebody else, not his Aris. Shmuel Rav Yossi was his Aris brought. This is somebody else brought his
Right, somebody else brought Rishis HaGez and he wouldn't take it, right. That's that one. So even though he was allowed to. And David, I lost the place. Noya Kappa Mitzumayich B'Shaychad Gomer Shmuel Rav Yossi. That's the one that we said before that he wouldn't take even his own shear on Thursday because it was Shochad. Oitem Ozna Mishmai Adomim. The loy shama bizilusa the tzur from Rabbana, the shasik. He would not allow anybody to talk bad about chachamim in front of him, gedolim, rabbanim, tamid chachamim, rosh yeshivas with tefrak and all that kind of stuff. The shasik. Kigon Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon.
Just because you wear your frock, it doesn't mean.
So here we go. Once you differentiate, you're up. You're in a bad spot. You're in a bad spot. Okay. You could have said that in Gemara also. Okay. Right, there is actually, you're right, the Rashash puts in, but only if you hold of the person. The Rashash puts in, only if you hold of the person.
You have to take a test to put on a frock.
You go defrock a guy?
Yeah, you have to take
some
a test.
Some people don't belong where you're frocking.
You have to take a test. The guy who sells the guy.
It's literally a term, by the way.
It is proper.
Yeah, you really don't know what that means.
What?
Defrocking someone.
Defrock is a word?
Yeah.
That's what it's called?
Yeah, you take their receiver
and make them. Something new in mind.
You call a guy defrock, it's a bad thing, but
you don't call anyone defrock.
You thought defrock was a good thing?
No. I thought it was defracking, you know, fracking? Anyway, I never knew such a term. Okay, I learn new things every day.
He's going to go around with his Tesla today.
Defrocked.
It should be a test for guys to wear a frock. You can't just get a frock.
100%.
I say, there is an addendum in the Gemara for you guys. You know? There should be a test for a Roma, a test for a frock.
That is
what
it works, right?
Yeah, I know
it's
the
not.
Guy that
it's supposed to work. Rebbe is supposed to ask you to put it on.
You don't put
so
it on.
I have some questions.
It doesn't work that way. That's what he's saying.
I said supposedly.
No, the Rebbe is supposed to ask.
Your Rebbe is supposed
oh,
to
oh, you're supposed to ask the person to put it on. Yeah.
Yeah. Can you please put on the frock?
No, Rebbe Shmuel Eser Blazer told him by his chassan he should put it on.
By his kid's chassan.
By his kid's chassan.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
He asked him
both.
He told
that way.
No, Rebbe Blazer didn't ask him. Rebbe Shmuel told Rebbe Blazer to put on a frock.
Basically,
I paid enough to. I gave a nice donation to Philly.
Some people ask the Rebbe to ask.
No, that's how it is.
Well,
that's how it is.
Well, you know, from Shmuel to say
no.
That.
He put it on by his oldest daughter's wedding.
That was before you took him off.
No, I knew him. I've known.
I know, but you weren't.
No, since he's before he's had.
You weren't involved in the townhouses?
No.
Exactly. Put it
anyway.
It seems to be a wedding.
No, only when. The Sumer Rabbanon. Vishasik. Gonyar Belezer Reb Shimon. Oitzem Eino of Meroiz Berak. Reb Chibar Abba. Don't Chibar Abba. Listen to this Gemara. Kim Chibar Abba. What's Chibar Abba? Chir Ba'aba is the one that had the bug in the ear, right? That's later on.
We should. Oh,
I'm sorry. Karev Lezer Bar Shimon. Karev Lezer Bar Shimon. I skipped something. Karev Lezer Bar Shimon. He's the one that somebody who hears. You're not allowed to hear bad things about a Talmud Chacham and keep quiet. And whatever Lezer Bar Shimon got when he died. His whole body stayed whole, but he had a bug coming out of his ear, and he came to his wife, and he told her, it's because one time he heard someone say something bad about a Rav, and he didn't fight back. That's why he has that thing. It's dangerous territory to start judging a frock. You mechabed rabbanim no matter what.
It should be a dangerous territory to pull one on.
See, that's where you have it wrong. Just
frock
because
you're a rabbi.
A guy's a rabbi, you have to be mechabed. That's not your business to judge.
Who decided you're a rabbi?
The guy's ahead of a maestro. The guy's ahead of a shul.
So if you don't wear a frock,
it's dangerous territory what you're doing.
So if you don't wear a frock, you're not a rabbi.
I think you're wrong.
A guy's a rav.
Many guys wear frocks
today.
I didn't say frock. A guy's ahead of a yeshiva. He's a rosh yeshiva.
Why?
I agree with what you're saying.
Excuse me, next time
Shirley
Epstein says something, take it
for
face.
I'm saying, Shashiva or
Rav. Next time Shirley Epstein
you can't,
says something,
yes.
Take
what
it.
Does that have to do with a frock?
I didn't mean frock. I said, Shashiva or Rav. Okay. It doesn't matter if you're hold of him or if you think he's not the worthy man of the whatever. It doesn't matter. That's what the Gemara is saying.
Doesn't mean you have to follow.
The other way is the guy, just because the guy's wearing a frock doesn't mean he's a rabbi.
Okay, you guys got your
Gemara said nothing about frock.
We're past that point. Way past that.
No, okay, forget it. You lost us. No.
I don't hear anymore.
The Hamid and Al Sheish. If you can't.
Yeah,
the
Oitz of Eda Verois Bera. Thank you for coming today. You ruined the whole day. The Oitz of Eda Verois Bera. The Oitz of Eda Verois Bera. I'm trying. They don't let. When the women are washing their clothing on the water, so you're not allowed to look at them. And the Ritva says that even if it's only if you don't have another way to go. If there's a way to go, ladies are washing their clothing here, and you have another way to walk around, and you bedafka walk over there, and you're a tzaddik, you don't look, you're a rasha. Because going to a place where you know that there's people there who are not dressed properly is a Russia. Whatever.
It's not kfiso.
I'm not giving you all the mashalim.
Now you're throwing in your agenda.
Today all the ladies have a derech kfiso. Oh. But anyway.
What's kfiso, by the way?
They lift up their heads. No.
Yes, if that's the standard of the way people dress, that's like
no.
There's halacha about what's considered tznius.
It says picking up your sleeves.
It says it clearly.
Because that's what.
What's
your?
No,
that's not a problem.
Are you reading the Gemara?
He's pulling a Yitzi Morgan on you.
Yeah.
Okay, he pulled a Yitzi Morgan on you. Viksiv, who meroimim? Hello, but you have to wear a skirt. Hello, at least wear one.
No,
okay, yeah. Viksiv, who meroim yishkoin? Charlie, you're out to something. Especially a nice airy pajama pants, you know?
Huh?
Yeah, for sure.
What?
Viksiv, who meroim yishkoin? You guys are nuts.
Boundaries.
Ba micha ve midon al shalosh. Micha said that it has to be three because it's it was in skatnu adoris. V'ksiv higiloch adam atoyv ma'ashem dorish roki asoyis mishpat v'avas chesed v'atznei aleches imashem lekecho asoyis mishpat ze adin avas chesed ze gmeschodim v'atznei aleches ze oitzos meis v'achnosos kala. That's Shuli's job. Well, if you want to cover him, or my in the class with sinner, I'm going to tell you about snail lechas. There is worm in the class with sinner, lechas, kamo, ve kamo. So if you follow this method, you'll get to where you have to get to. Chazesh yo, ve mina al shtayim. Shnema koyam Hashem, shimru mishpot, la asu tzedoka. Bo amas ve mina achas. He says, no, one thing. You need one thing to get where you need to get to. Shnema koyam Hashem, ve yisro, da shuni, ve chayu. One thing, and which is, we'll see in a minute. The Gemara is understanding that it's Muna, but the Gemara is Masur Nachum Yitzchak. I mean, Dashuni B'chol Atayr Kula. What does Dashuni mean? Dashuni means keep everything. El Bachav Akuk, the Midan Al Acha Hashem, and this is what we have today. Betzalik Be'Munasa Yichya. If you believe in Hashem, you will prevail. If you don't believe in Hashem, you will not prevail. Am Rabbi Yezir Bachanino, Arba Gzeres Gaza Moshe Rabbeinu Al Yisrael Bo Arba Neviim Bitlam. There are four Gzeres Moshe Rabbeinu was decreed. And then Vatlam. Moshe Amar Yishkin Shol Betach Bodod Ein Yaakov. That has to be that you have to be together with Tzadikim Yaakov. Bo Amos Bitlus Shema Chodol Nom Yaakov Yaakov. Who could even without Ksiv Nichem Hashem Al Zois? That it doesn't even without Tzadikim, we still could Yisrael Yishkin Shol Betach. Right. Moshe Amar Vagoyim Heimlos Agia. You're not gonna have any. Menucha and Golos Bar Yemar, I'm the Cholol Hagei Yisrael. That no, even in Golos, Hashem kisses you. That the Eibishter, if you the thousand millions of stories by the war, where even when it was terrible times for Klal Yisrael, there was always Chesed Chasadim done for Klal Yisrael in the tragedy. It was Chasadim. Hashem is with Klal Yisrael even in tragedy. Moshe Amar Pekud Oves Abonim, that the kids get punished for the father. Bo Yecheskel Bitla Nevesh Chatas He Tomos. That the kids don't get punished for the father. Moshe Amar Vavatim Agoyim, Boyishay of Amar Vahoy Bayamahu, Yitoka Bishayf Gadol. So Yitoka Bishayf Gadol, it's this one? They won't be destroyed. He said they will be destroyed. Amar Amistafinim Haikra, I'm scared for this Vavatim Agoyim. So I'm scared from this pasuk. Master, Papa, Dilmaka Aveda Mispakeshes. How do you know what Aveda means? Is it to Iz Kisei Oivet? Bak Shavdecho. They punk fakert. You just lost, but you're going to come back. Elam Asevet Dekro. But Ochlo Eschem Eretz Avechem. That's what I'm scared of. They're going to destroy us. Master, Mazuta, Dilmaka Achilles Keshuv Medlum. Achilles Keshuv Medlum is when you put a cucumber and a gourd in the ground, even though the flesh of the cucumber and the gourd gets rotten, the seeds always stay and they regrow. So Klal Yisrael, Mashal. Klal Yisrael is like that. That we're always there's always a seed left. Vikvar Gamliel, famous Gemaras over here, and Gamliel, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Rabbi Shua, Rabbi Akiva, Mahalcha Mederach. Veshamu Koil Hamoino Shel Roy Mi. Vipalta Baruchak Meiv Esrimi, 120 mil away. The school boychen they started crying. Rabbi Akiva Misache, he was laughing. And the Mefarshim speak out that it wasn't Rabbi Akiva was also crying, but in the cry he was also laughing. means it wasn't just sadness. He was also, there was an end to the sadness. Why are you only crying? Where are you today? Shabbos and Shavuos. But Anu Beis Adoyim Ragle Elakenu Saruf Be'esh V'Loy Nifka. We don't have Beis Hamikdash. We're totally destroyed. We're in Golus, and I shouldn't cry. I'm a Kachani Mitzachik. That's why I'm laughing. That's why I'm not just crying. I see hope. we're in terrible state. But Lamaisa, look what Hashem does to these Rishayim. For sure, us, me the time, Ruba, me the Piranyas, there's nothing to talk about. We're going to be better off. Pamachas, are you El Mishalayim? Is we want to do Shalayim because she keeps you get Hart Seifim. Kor Big Dame, what's Hart Seifim? Hart Seifim is we're supposed to rip. Rabbi Yitzchak Soloveitchik, when he goes to the Kaisel, he goes to Hart Seifim, and that's where he sees the Beis HaMikdash, and he sees the Makam HaMikdash over there, and that's where he rips. That's one shot. Yeah.
So he goes farther.
He goes around. That's, he doesn't go off into the Kaisel. He goes a few times a year. A few times a year.
That's where Sampa goes.
Because they don't go to the Kaisel. He stays up by the when you walk down the hill to the coastal, he doesn't go all the way up. He stays 100 feet away.
Really? Why?
The wall is wide.
Yeah, he goes 150 feet away. He goes down, you know, when you go down into the coastal,
and he stops
into the plaza.
Really?
He goes into the plaza. He goes down. Anyway, Tosis holds Hayat Sofim is not that. Tosis holds Hayat Sofim is anywhere around the wall of Yerushalayim that you could see the wall from Yerushalayim. That's the machlokes over there. That you see the coastal. So anywhere around that you see, that's called Har Tzofim. It's not a specific spot that like we said before.
No, it's Scopus.
Keep your Har Tzofim, Kor Big Dam. So they ripped their clothing. I guess they bought from the machine a shirt. Kivin she gil arabayas, ro shul she yotzeh beis kosh akdoshim. They saw a fox that went on beis akdoshim. Eschilayim boichim, rekim etzachek, and the same thing. Over here, also, they were just crying uncontrollably, which means they lost hope to Klai Yisrael. It means if this is what could happen to Klai Yisrael, then obviously we're done. And Rav Akiva, he also was crying, but he had a positivity in his crying. He was metzachek. He saw the light among the darkness, and he was not just crying. What's going on with you? You totally gave up. There's nothing left. We're done. We're never going to have Geula. That's the way they looked at it. Because what the pasuk puts it together, it's Zechariah. Uya Mikdash Rishon. Zechariah Mikdash Sheni. I did it. No, it's not canceled. No, I did it 4 or 5 times. Not so. Finish.
So who's making the same?
Somebody will make the same. I don't know. Maybe Sunday night if it doesn't rain.
Finishing today, obviously. Sunday night if it doesn't. Oh, it's supposed to rain.
I don't know.
I'm actually
not around. You're not
around Sunday? Oh, wow.
So maybe Monday night. You're not around Monday, Tzvi? So we'll do it Tuesday night. So Tuesday night in my backyard. In my house. My house, backyard.
You
both.
Tuesday night, actually, it's not supposed to. No, Sunday. Sunday, Monday, Wednesday.
Pool happens to be open. Right? My dining room.
Remember we did the same thing.
What's the rain after
this? Tuesday's rain?
I heard July.
It's raining.
One second. Let's finish. Okay, so maybe Wednesday. Fine.
You might as well just wait. Might as well do shorts.
No, I'm doing the same for Marcus.
Trapping the weather together.
Ain't gonna happen.
The Shmuel is making me see my brothers. I said, oh, there's a kiddush maybe. Okay, we'll wait till Monday.
Anyway, let's finish up. It's a very interesting Gemara. So he says, Ksiv lechem chimanya uriah to zechai uriah mikdash rishon zechai mikdasheni al tola kosin uvos zechai and uvos uriah uriah ksiv lechem and glacham tzion tzada tchoresh zechai ksiv oid yeshu zekeinu zekonis b'chai v'shalayim. So ashton is kind of vos zechai uriah hayis v'ashton is kind of vos zechai. I didn't see any light. Ashton is kind of vos zechai uriah be'yadua שנבואו של זכריה מסקיימת בלושן הזה אמר לו עקיבא נחמתנו, עקיבא נחמתנו, very interesting, Sam Sofer says, no, he didn't say it in the first story, but this story, he said, somebody says, one second, I saw a very interesting thing I saw today, this morning. He says that now that we're saying that Rabbi Kiva said Necham Tanu, and that there is light in Antanu, so Slikalom Masechtas Makas, and from here we should see Mashiach, may remain the Tzar should stop, and go on to the Eved should come. Let me get the kids. Okay. Oymer yemate be medina ob shtel lachem mikdash. U shtel lachem mikdash. Ey me vimen akhos ob kum mikhos beim kan lo oymer ve maybe possible kum shtel lachem lo yavi maybe kosh. Vo shtel lachem you could. Thank you very much. Another masechta. Yash koch. No. No.
First number is the whole first.
Today. We'll get there.
We don't have a job today.
We don't have a job.
We back burner here? I feel bad for him.
We don't even get to see him when we finish.
I told you we were back.
No, nothing to do with that.
You're going to take this abuse sitting?
Yeah, yeah.
I ordered a full Shabbos. I didn't cancel it.
So you want to do a Shabbos in the house?